tersimpan marahmu dan juga tangismu. Semakin ku tunggu, semakin menggebu, ingin ku miliki semua yang ada di dirimu. Kau kekasihku, pentinglah aku menuju cinta.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Forestry Minister Raja Uli Antoni informed that an elephant conservation program has been initiated in Tangkengon, Aceh, in collaboration with the Worldwide Fund for Nature on an industrial forest concession donated by President Prabowo Subianto. The minister said this on Tuesday. Mount Semeru in East Java erupted 5 times on Wednesday, producing ash columns reaching heights of between 600 and 1,000 meters above the summit. The first eruption was recorded at 12:47 a.m. local time, generating a white ash column that rose 800 meters above the summit, moving north. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pastikan engkau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, ku rangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayahmu. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pastikan engkau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pastikan engkau bahagia. Kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti kan engkau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti kan engkau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, ku rangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayahmu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Biasa. from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, currently, you know, Indonesia is facing the eruption of Mount Semeru, and it's now currently being dealt with by the government. And of course, Mount Semeru in East Java, it has erupted 5 times on Wednesday, and now the eruption took place again at 5, not today, but it took several times, approximately 5 times. And furthermore, the 5th eruption occurred at 6:11 a.m. on Wednesday local time, with an observed eruption column height on approximately 600 meters above the summit, observed as white to gray with moderate intensity heading south. Liswanto explained that Mount Semeru status remains at level 2 or alert. Therefore, for those of you VOI listeners and, you know, foreigners that are currently listening to this, you know, broadcast, please make sure if you are currently traveling around East Java, especially on area close to Mount Semeru, please make sure to be cautious and of course wear your mask and stay safe.
Of you.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Thank you.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Family is the most precious treasure, I mean. Family is the most precious treasure, they said in a not-so-old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family stay the same pressure treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said that unfortunately there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, stress. And on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? What the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy, they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with them because the parents, they're working every day, they arrive in home at home at night, and the children already sleep in the morning, the parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call this, a very dangerous situation for the modern family.
For more of this, you can check out our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara, or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2nd, 2024, and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Bila ku ingat pada Olahragamu pun aruna kala itu.
Terpandang asmara kau di dada, ada asap tuk ungkapnya. Berdebar jantungku bila harus berkata jujur. Dilemamu di kepala, haruskah mengatakannya? Apa yang telah kau pendam, terletak amat dalam. Sampai kau saja rasa yang ingin kau simpan, jangan selalu kau tahan. Biarkan itu berlalu, buat apa kau pendam? Bila kau benar-benar punya rasa bersama, biarkanlah ku tahu itu baik cintamu.
Merah wajahmu pun aruna kala itu.
Terpendam asmara kau di dada, ada asa tuk ungkapnya. Berdebar jantungku bila harus berkata jujur. Dilemamu di kepala, haruskah mengatakannya? Apa yang telah kau pendam, terletak amat dalam. Sampai kau saja rasa yang engkau simpan, jangan selalu kau tahan. Biarkan itu berlalu, buat apa kau pendam? Bila kau benar-benar punya rasa bersama, biarkanlah ku tahu itu. Sampai kau saja rasa yang engkau simpan, jangan selalu kau tahan. Biarkan itu berlalu, buat apa kau pendam? Bila kau benar-benar punya rasa bersama, biarkanlah ku tahu itu dari cintamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya. Ingin rasa untuk mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam.
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Oh beginikah rasanya, rasanya tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan?
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Jujur saja aku tak pernah rela melepas cintanya.
Sudah tahukah
dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu kan dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan mungkin memiliki. Oh, diriku mencintai di saat tak tepat lagi. Bertahan yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
After this, I'll be playing you a feature entitled Kesenian Sampyong. What is Kesenian Sampyong from Majalengka?
Sakit, peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt, peres is Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil, minyak angin, warming oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundanese Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul
what
itu harus diam gitu.
So just stand still if you are going to be hit because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Nah, yang menghindar itu
those
yang bahaya. Kalau mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simporem sub-district, Cigasong district, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simporem, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simporem Subdistrict, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten bitter in the length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heat and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi itu. Jadi Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
3 beatings, that's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka region, Si West Java province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle. Because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Asikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Xavier games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Asikin added, Kaolinan or Xavier changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and under thigh. Only 3-bit, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is 3, pyong is bit. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and is packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, or two taps means paleredan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan tarompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabu sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in Sampyong there's a regulation, and at that time people still love Sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community.
Karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Aceng Hidayat, Sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover,
Acheng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join.
Kalau pecinta
if Sampyong lovers join, Malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Sekali gitu, Malandangnya sampai kerepot menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist perform Sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan Malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how Malandang or referee wasit, manage ya, time. Sometimes after one beating, kan the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes Sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka Sampyong art, Acheng added that he would keep promoting Sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done, not only by Acheng, Asikin, or Mang Kiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in various cities and West Java. Because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like Kadempling dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya, kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di pekalangan gitu di Sampyong Dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda penca, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda penca, Pak ya. Jadi ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan...
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Sevier Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Perancis, yang sering itu
the
dari
foreign tourists come from the US, French and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway, but they do not come in entourage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory di Jatiwangi, sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong in Gauk at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gema Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of Sampyong art totally.
Cinta setiap helaan nafasku bahagia. Mengenal hatimu hadirkan indahnya dunia. Kau bawa irama cinta di jiwa. Semua yang ku mau hanyalah dirimu satu. Kaulah jawaban semua doa.
Baik-baik saja. Terus berkembang. yang kan hiasi harimu.
Kita